Penguin Random House Audio presents The Heart of Bravery, a retreat with Sakyong Mipham and Pema Chodron, by Pema Chodron.
It is my great pleasure to give a short introduction to my beloved teacher and friend, Sakyong Mipham Rinpoche. We've known each other for a long time and been dear heart friends for a long time. So there is a lot that I could say about Sakyong. Some minor things like that he is the rebirth of the 19th century meditation master Mipham the Great, as well as the head of the Shambhala International Organizations. It's supposed to be a joke, actually, that those were my... He's also a devoted runner and a veteran of many marathons. Oh, and a family man, very devoted to his wife and two little daughters. But the thing I want to emphasize the most this evening is his role as the Sakyong. And this, I think, is what Rinpoche himself considers very important, central role in his life. Because when he was still very young, his father, Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche, his father and teacher, empowered him to be the future Sakyong. The meaning of the word Sakyong is earth protector. So this was a big mandate for a young man to be told that he was earth protector, the next earth protector. And so really, since that time, he has been questioning and pondering, contemplating and training to be to questions that revolve around his role as a Sakyong, as the earth protector. And when he was still quite young, he asked his father, I love this actually, he asked his father, well, what does a Sakyong do? And his father said that a Sakyong woke people up, helped people wake up to their own basic goodness. And the Sakyong at that time thought that that sounded awfully a simple thing in terms of such a big mandate as earth protector. And that's why the question went so deep for him and has been such a deep contemplation. So all these years, he's become more and more committed and articulate and passionate about presenting to all those that would listen a vision of transformative society that is based on the trust and confidence in the basic fundamental goodness of people. And how that implements society and interfaces with the possibility and the real confidence also in that there could be sane, awake, caring societies in this world. So without saying any more, I'd like to turn this to the Sakyong, and this will be the main subject. His contemplations will be the main subject of the weekend, so it would be good at this time to actually hear it from his own mouth. So thank you.
So thank you very much, Ani Pema, and thank you all for being here and for being brave to venture out and to gather at such an important time. I would just like to express my appreciation for being able to have this weekend and this next few days together with my trusted colleague, not only in principle, but in dress as well. And that is Ani Pema. So we have had the opportunity over the years to teach together. And I think what really inspired us to do this mutually was our wish really to encourage all of you and all of us that we can take our spiritual practice, we can take our self-reflection, personal development, and at the same time be socially relevant. And I think we both realize that there's a certain barrier that we're trying to cross. And I think we're trying to explore that this particular weekend together. That can we take a seminal principle of humanity, the notion that every single being is basically good. On the flight here, I read a little excerpt from a magazine that had an interview with former President Bill Clinton, and they asked him his views on the world. And he said, I believe almost everybody is basically good. So I think we're here to make it everybody. So that's, I think as everybody knows, it's that last few that are the most challenging. And so I don't know if that's you. But certainly one of the aspects of my role has been as a leader and having the responsibility for a community, which, as Anipama said, you know, I took this responsibility on when I was quite young. And over time, I've realized that this is not easy, that trying to work with community and trying to meditate and bring kind of harmony is, in a sense, one of the most difficult things we can do. And so for myself, this whole notion that how do you present human nature and human goodness at a time when it is very evident that that very theme is in jeopardy and it's a crossroads. That I think there is no doubt that whenever we turn on the news, that when we hear things, that it is more to do with humans' savagery and degradation that is more prevalent. And so really, for myself, I took time to contemplate this because I knew that I came from a deep spiritual tradition and that this message of human goodness was not a frivolous statement. My father, many of you know, is the Venerable Chögyam Trungpa Rinpoche. He's one of the pioneers of bringing Buddhism and meditation to the West. And he traveled over the Himalayas, leaving his ancestral homeland and being at the height of the Himalayas and really seeing the destruction of his own culture and seeing the savagery of humanity. And so what he recalls later is that he was trying to figure out, with heart loss and confusion and sadness, how to go forward. And literally the decision he made to continue has led us here. Not only did he help many people, but in particular, obviously, tonight he helped Anipama and myself. And one of the messages that he parted was that he realized if we're going to go ahead, there has to be a shift in how we regard humanity as a whole. And so I think that this event being called Being Brave has really came out of that inspiration, that we know it is difficult. It's something so simple, but a person decided to rise above their own hesitation, their own fear, and go forward and not give up on humanity. So I don't know about yourself, but I know for myself that if you think about it, that's incredible. To have the deepest spiritual tradition and to have it decimated and lose everything. And I know that for myself, I lose my pen or chapstick. I get irritated. There's, if you, you know, lose your parking spot, you get irritated. It doesn't take much. But to lose your whole identity. And as I always joke, when he left from being a traditional source of inspiration and the foundation of tradition, and then when he traveled to the West, he was called New Agey. So something happened, obviously, very quickly, where he went from being authority to questionable. And so right now we're in this very interesting time period where we're doing research on mindfulness meditation and meditation as a whole, and seeing the scientific evidence of what these ancient cultures had understood about human nature and human mind. And this is a very interesting point right now because we're at a crossroads where we realize that technologically and materially we are so advanced, But if we're going to...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?